Simol mit Where's My Love? Brian Fennell, der einst in der Band Barcelona spielte. Er hat vor einigen Jahren das Soloprojekt Simol ins Leben gerufen. Simol übrigens das walisische Wort für simple, weil er herausgefunden hat, dass er walisische Wurzeln hat. Und er hat eben auch nach einem Output gesucht für die Musik, die ihm eingefallen ist. Die erste Platte ist bereits erschienen im letzten Jahr und jetzt arbeitet er an noch mehr Material. Zwischendurch geht er auf Tour. Dieses Jahr hat er schon viele Konzerte in Deutschland gespielt. Heute Abend ist das Binu nochmal dran. Und jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Hello, Brian. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. We just drove from Cologne. So, you know, glad to not be driving anymore. But it's been a good time in Germany.
Yeah, cool. So this is your last show in Germany and you're going to fly back?
Oh, we've got Hamburg tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, for the Reeperbahn.
Ah, that's beautiful though.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's nice that you're going there
and then home. Then I gotta go home.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You're looking forward to meeting your family again?
Yeah, man, excited to be with them and get some, like, I think I have 2 weeks off or something before the next tour starts, so it'll be good.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Yeah. Because I've just found out today that you've become a father of two in the last few years.
Yes.
Kind of changed the whole game.
It did change, but for the better, man. I mean, it's good. It makes some things harder, but obviously being away is hard.
Yeah.
But having them is, you know, an endless source of inspiration is great from an artistic standpoint.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And I was actually expecting the whole family to appear, because somewhere I read that you're planning to take them on tour with you, especially for the European part.
Yeah, they came with me for some of the festivals.
Okay, cool.
In the summer, and it was during one of the heat waves here, and so just like insanely hot. And but they did well. It was good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So family is like a new topic in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been for a while now. A
couple of years. Yeah.
But I think it's a kind of, because some of your songs are older than the family is. I think. And you've always worked with the topic love involved, and now the whole aspect or the whole thing love has kind of been redefined for you, right? It's like a new thing.
Yeah, you know, I think having kids definitely reignites like feelings that you've always had.
Okay, yeah.
You know, from when you were a kid and from when, you know, regardless of the relationship with your parents or whoever raised you, you know, so those feelings, good and bad, will come up again as soon as you have kids. And I think, yeah, it does change the whole paradigm or perspective on love, but only in a good way, I think. Oh, even if it is really hard, I think that's still really good.
Yeah. One of the most important things when it comes to making art, especially as a man in 2019, is being vulnerable, I guess, right? To be able to dig through your emotions, make a song out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that might even be easier when you have kids, because one of my dearest colleagues, Uli here, he's a father of two as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's been for a few years now, and he says he's like a super vulnerable person since he had those kids, because he's always thinking about them, he's worrying about them, and if just the little smallest thing happens to one of the kids, he's crying, or if he sees an ad with a sad kid
that's
in it.
That's the classic one.
Yeah?
That's like the telltale. If you can watch like a commercial and it makes you cry, you're like, you're full on dad. That's changed you.
So that's happened.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Happened to me.
Cool.
Yeah.
So did your humor change because dad humor is a thing, or isn't it?
I think probably my friends would say yes, it has, but I don't think it's changed that much. I mean, I think I'm still hilarious in my old ways.
Yeah. Now you've toured a lot this summer, but you're already working on new material as well. How's that going? How do you juggle those two fields?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not a musician who can record and write on the road. I have to be home in the studio when I do that. So that's hard from a balancing standpoint, because when I'm home, I just want to hang out with my family. It's not like I want to go right to work. But as an artist, you know, the more you're inspired by the things around you that inspire you. So in my case, it's my family. You just have to get in and start working again. And of course, recording a whole album, there's a big gap in between when it comes out and you support it on the road. And, you know, the next thing. So I've been writing for, you know, the last year or whatever for now, the new material is starting to come out.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
But you do still have that little home studio of yours.
Oh, yeah.
So you can, that's a cool thing, though,
it's my favorite
right?
place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's great because my kids don't really come in there and like, I can just sort of go.
I love my kids so much, but the best place in the house is where they don't
come
in.
They never go. Yeah. Peace.
No, that's I think it's such a big advantage that nowadays all the means to production are more affordable than ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still expensive to buy like a MacBook and all those sound cards and stuff that you need in a Mackie kind of console. But as soon as you've spent those $5,000,
there's no excuse.
No, I'm sorry.
You got to make music. You got to produce. Now. Yeah. And you can still collaborate really easily with people just remotely.
Yeah.
You know, if you know and trust those people musically and like as a, you know, as a person, then you can collaborate all over the world for little to no cost.
Yeah, that's true. That's another new thing, right? So before we talk a bit more and before we listen to a live song, let's listen to Break Free. Simmel nochmal auf Flux FM. Im Anschluss an den Song reden wir vielleicht auch nochmal ein bisschen über den Band- bzw. Projektnamen, der ja was mit seiner walisischen Familie zu tun hat. 16 Uhr und 19 Minuten, ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Das hier ist Simmel mit Break Free. Simmel mit Break Free nochmal auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt er im Binu mit der ganzen Band und wird auch schon ein paar neue Stücke vorstellen. You're gonna road test some of the new material tonight.
It's always a fun, you know, thing. Because it's like, as an artist, your new stuff is always like the most exciting to play.
Best song I've ever written.
Exactly, yeah. You could do, I'm gonna blow your mind with this song. But like, as a fan, you go to a show, you're like, fuck this. Like, play the old stuff, I know. Like,
I want to sing along.
Yeah, what is this new song? But no, it's good because you got to do a mix.
Yeah, and I think in the 70s, it was like the opposite approach to today, right? I think like all those Iron Maiden records.
Yeah.
They were touring the record, you know, playing those songs to everyone until everyone could sing them, actually. And then they put out the record with the studio versions of the live
songs. Amazing. Yeah. It's reverse.
Yeah, but it meant that the band was well rehearsed when they entered the studio.
That's so true.
There's another...
Oh, I totally think it's an advantage to trying out, you know, new songs before you record them.
Yeah.
Because that's like the best way you get, you
the
know, trial and
test.
Error. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's totally true. So what's the setup going to be tonight for
so
the show?
So we got a drummer. That's new for me. Usually I just have I'm a duo. So then we have my same keys synth like wizard in the corner. And then I'm doing electric now, which is different for me too.
Cool.
So electric guitar, acoustic guitar, piano, all the fun stuff, samplers. It's definitely more expanded.
Now we've talked about road testing new material, and this sounds like a new setup for you. Does the setup lead to another sound on the next record?
Not necessarily, but I think, again, being in the room with an audience, with a drummer, and that new level of energy, like it definitely expands the whole palette of what... You know, I think I'm capable of under this Simmel project for sure. You know, as a producer and as a songwriter, I think you it's good to stretch those arms a bit.
Yeah. And I think your live show, I mean, it must get better as soon as you're not a slave to the rhythm anymore.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you have this drummer with you, maybe you can play a song a bit longer now, or something like that. You can react to the audience a bit better.
Much more, yeah.
That's
it's a lot
thing.
More flexibility.
Yeah. I just told people in the very beginning of the song that Simmel is Welsh for simple, and that you've chosen to use that band name because you found out about your Welsh heritage.
Yeah.
You've been adopted as a kid, and your biological parents are from Wales.
Yes.
Have you ever met them? Will you ever meet them?
I don't know. I've never met them, and I don't know if I will.
Do you want to?
There's a part of me that does, but that was more when I was younger.
Sure.
Now that I have two little kids of my own, I think that void was filled a bit.
Yeah, that's
I still
true.
Wonder a lot about it, but I think almost the curiosity about it is better than the like actual knowledge of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe we shouldn't talk about it too much.
The mystery, yeah.
Yeah, mystery. And the worst thing that can happen is like there's like a... Like a greedy Welsh couple somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, our son is making a lot of money. We have to contact him.
I don't know you. No.
And that wasn't a good Welsh accent, though.
It was believable. No, I think there's something cool about, like, you know, I don't know where my parents are, but for them to have somehow heard the music without knowing, you know, that
would be cool.
That was me. I think that there's something pretty magical about that.
Wow. That's like the beginning of a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting, though. It's an interesting story, and I think one has to be grateful to the parents who adopted you a lot, right? Because you turned out to be
a
good looking. I mean, that's something they can't. I mean, that's not their fault.
That's just
But you're a friendly guy. You're a talented musician. You're touring the world. You have your own family now.
Lucky, yeah.
They seem to be happy with you.
Very lucky. Oh yeah, man. I mean, for my, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're my parents. I mean, that's who shaped me into who I am. But there is like a bit of genetic mystery there, right? That none of us really know what exactly we inherit from our parents, and if my parents are good at music or even like music, you know, I don't know. But that's again that mystery that I prefer not knowing. I feel really, really blessed to be raised how I was raised.
And it's a nice area. I mean, the whole Seattle area.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man.
It's probably part of the world.
I mean, it probably rains the same amount as well. So there's that in my blood, I guess.
But. He always felt at home in Seattle because his heritage was rainy.
Sad. It's generally sad everywhere.
I'm so sorry. I was like a stupid motherfucker today because it's such a busy day. But it
doesn't
matter.
You're doing good, man. No.
Thank you. It's because you're such a wonderful guest, Brian. Now you're going to play us one of the new songs called Meant to Stay Hidden.
Yeah, brand new.
What it's about.
This is, you know, very signature me, like very, very a bit sad, but there's also like a bit of hope in it too. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's about losing somebody, but it's not all sad.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Simmel auf Flux FM live mit Meant to Stay Hid.
I wasn't built for this, my head can't make any damn sense of this, so it sings. Can't remember the smell and I can't recall the taste, but I try every day. If I wasn't so afraid, I'd shine a light up to space. Then my soul could be strong enough to see your face. One more day. Ooh, one more day. Found notes that you hid, sharing secrets and fears that were meant to stay hid. Moving stuff out your room leaves me emptier than the room where you stayed. If I wasn't so afraid, I'd shine a light up to space. Then my soul could be strong enough to see your face. Give me one more day, day. Ooh. One more day, day. I'd shine a light up to space. And my soul could be strong enough to see your face. One more day.
Soft stadium applause. The crowd is in tears, but full of hope. And it goes...
The crowd goes mild.
Yeah. Thank you, man. That was a beautiful...
Thanks for having me.
Live version
again,
of a brand new song.
Yeah.
So you're going to finish your touring in Germany, in Hamburg tomorrow.
Yep.
Or the day after tomorrow. Then you're going to fly back to the States.
Yep.
2 weeks off.
A
little bit more of touring for the Simmel record. And then...
Yeah, then kind of 2 weeks off again, and then a little more touring, and then it's like, okay, now we can like release all the fun new music. And,
cool.
And get into the new year.
So do you have a plan? Is it gonna be 2020 when the new songs are gonna come out?
I think it's gonna be kind of scattered throughout.
Okay, cool.
The fall and the winter.
Nice.
And into the spring. So it's gonna just be like a bunch of new music kind of coming, you know, every few weeks.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and that's the way you. The people do it. The young people do it like that.
It's
nowadays.
Good for artists too, man. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
I think so too.
It makes you productive.
Yeah, and it's the thing that I always envied when I was looking at hip-hop artists. Because if they were mentioned in a diss track, they had to go, they had to respond.
Yeah, you gotta get back.
Can't ask the record company for the promo thing
exactly.
to happen first.
You just
no.
gotta figure it out, man. Yeah. Go to a closet and record it.
Yeah.
So I wish somebody had a diss track with me, man. It would just be like, I'd get right on it.
If you just need it for the inspirational part, we can record something.
Somebody make one for me, man. Yeah.
So
well, he made it then.
He's faster then. Brian Fennell, also known as Simmel, heute Abend im Binu. Wer da hingehen möchte, kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für die Simmel-Show heute Abend im Binu. Gerade wird da noch so eine zweite Weltkriegsbombe gesucht in der Nähe des Venues, aber die wird bis später entschärft sein. I just told people that there's this Second World War bomb search going on.
Man, that's crazy.
But I think they're going to have found it.
No, they didn't find any, yeah, so we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come to the show.
Yeah. It's going to be dismantled by then. I think that's the word,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Samuel spielt heute Abend im Binu. Thank you, Brian. Let's listen to one more new song, The Bird.
Yeah.
Simmel nochmal auf Flux FM. Thank you for visiting. Bye.
Thank you.